the $150,000 fund. Extracts from testimonies concerning a sanitarium in Washington, D.C. Above all other places. If there is any place in the world that should have the full rays of present truth, it is Washington, the city that is the very heart of the nation. God has looked with displeasure on the neglect that has been shown to this city. Since medical missionary work, when carried on as God has appointed, is indeed the helping hand of the third angel's message, we should without delay take advantage of the favorable openings for beginning this work in the vicinity of Washington. If there is one place above another where a sanitarium should be established and where gospel work should be done, it is in this city. We cannot estimate how great an influence would have gone forth from Washington in favor of the truth had a sanitarium been established there 20 years ago. Above all other places, the capital of our nation should now have an opportunity to hear the message for this time. No time to be lost. May God help us to develop plans so that our youth can become genuine medical missionaries. We have before us the work of establishing a medical institution near Washington. No time is to be lost. Call for the best talent and make arrangements for conducting a nurse's training school. All that can be done should be done to make a deep impression in favor of the truth for this time. Place at the head of this institution one who can be trusted. Obtain facilities for giving treatment and secure God-fearing youth as your helpers. Upon a solid foundation, the plans laid for the carrying forward of this work should be such as will bear the endorsement of heaven. In no case is this line of work to be made secondary. It is to be prominent in bringing the truth to the minds of the people. With great wisdom, establish a sanitarium in Washington. Establish the work upon a solid foundation. Let the building be neat and tasty, but not expensive. We cannot afford to erect an expensive building. The Lord desires this building to be a representation of what He designs all His sanitariums to be. The Lord will work with His people if they will work humbly with Him.